7.1 Ian thought Amy had gone out for the evening and sat down to wait for her to come back. Tired after his long journey, he fell asleep. When he woke up, the phone was ringing. Ian answered the phone. It was Amy.
I said, "Where are you?" She said, "Ian, I'm sitting in your flat in Australia." At first I didn't believe her, but then she gave the phone to Eddie, who lives in my flat in Sydney, and he told me it was true. I was so shocked I couldn't speak.
Amy had had the same idea as Ian. She had flown from London to Sydney via Singapore at exactly the same time Ian was flying in the opposite direction. Incredibly, both their planes stopped in Singapore at the same time. Ian and Amy were sitting in the same airport lounge, but they didn't see each other.
I had saved all my money to buy a ticket to Sydney. I wanted it to be a fantastic surprise for Ian. I couldn't wait to see his face when I arrived. You can't imagine how I felt when I arrived at his flat and his friend Eddie told me he'd gone to England. I just couldn't believe it. When I spoke to Ian on the phone, he told me that he had flown back to England for a special reason. And then he asked me to marry him. I didn't know whether to laugh or cry, but I said yes.
It was just bad luck. If one of us had stayed at home, we would have met. It's as simple as that.